Business for today. Moving on to old business, our first item of old business is conditional use number 2350, Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC.
Recall on this one, just real quick, this was one that was, we heard a while back, it was on hold because we had to do the map amendment so that this could proceed. We acted on the map amendment, but this didn't make it back on the agenda, so it's back on the agenda now. So that's kind of where we are.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2350 for Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC for two multifamily units based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. Multifamily conditional uses can be appropriate in the AR1 district when the land is located in the coastal area according to the future land use map in Sussex County's comprehensive plan. This commission has recommended approval of a change to the future land use map to designate this land as being within the coastal area. Two, the property is in the vicinity of other residential developments and land that is zoned AR1, GR, and MR. This conditional use is consistent with other zoning and development in the area. Three, DelDOT has reviewed and processed this project and has determined that the development's traffic impact will be diminutive. This development will also be required to comply with all roadway and entrance improvements mandated by DelDOT. Four, this small multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning code since it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Five, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It will be in the coastal area according to the plan, which is in the growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily units. Six, there is no evidence that this project will adversely affect neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. Seven, there was no opposition to this application, and there was one letter in support from the site's neighbors. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. C, central sewer shall be provided to the development. D, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection. E, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control shall be constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall use best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. F, the trash receptacles shall be standard roll-out residential containers assigned to each unit. They shall be stored in an enclosed area. No dumpsters shall be permitted. G, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, and between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-by-36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. H, as required by Section 115-22 of the Zoning Code regarding multifamily conditional uses in the AR1 district, a 75-foot-wide vegetated buffer shall be installed along the perimeter of the development. This buffer area shall utilize existing trees and other vegetation to the fullest extent, with infill planting as needed to comply with the buffer requirements, Section G, 1 through 5 of Section 115-22 of the Zoning Code addressing AR1 multifamily conditional uses. I, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the forested areas to be preserved, the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, and the buffer areas. The existing trees and other vegetation that will not be disturbed shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and marked on the site itself so that they are not disturbed during construction. J, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. K, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. L, this recommendation is contingent upon County Council's approving the amendment to the future land use map designating this property as being within the coastal area. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2350 Beaver Dam Enterprises LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022.